Oidrin agabi mizbeach. Know what to do the next morning. Put it on the side of the mizbeach. In other words, you can't take it off the mizbeach, because if you take it off the mizbeach, there'll be chalap sulina, you couldn't put it back on again. So you have to leave it on the mizbeach. So leave it on the side of the mizbeach. V'irein machzikin, if there's no room on the side of the mizbeach, and the whole top of the mizbeach is full of the marocham, she'asoyed bin ala kevish. Put it then on the side, on the plank going up. Oyal gabi soiviv. Or else put it around the soiviv that goes around the mizbeach. Ad she'yas the marocha gedolah. Until you masak and you fix out the marocha gedolah. That's the first thing they did in the morning. The soidrin. And then you put these evorim updorim on top of the marocha gedolah. That's the Rabbanan Shita. There was no special fourth marocha in case you had a vorm of dorim, the fat, the emurim left over from yesterday's korban. No, even if it was left over from yesterday's korban, today, you know what you do? You put it back on the regular marocha gedola. Leave it on the side of the mizbeach, fix up the marocha, the big fireplace, and then put them back on top of the marocha gedola. Tamulam, how do I know this? The pasuk says, Asher toichal eish es oila, ala mizbeach. Rashi says, if you don't need it for the beginning, like pshita, you put the oila on the mizbeach. It says already that you put the carbon oila, the evorim, the piece of meat, on the mizbeach. It's nu linyan soifam. Use it for the end. In other words, even though it's yesterday's carbon, and you didn't burn it last night, still the next morning, you put it back again on the maroch gedola. That's the Rabbanan Shita. So they don't dash in the word v'esh, the extra vov. They don't have a limud for an extra marocham. And then any piece of meat that was left over from yesterday, you burn it today on the regular big marocha gedola. For Reb Meir, for the Gemara, what does Reb Meir do with this posik? I ask an extra posik, asher toichal eish es oila. For Reb Meir, ichulei oila atomachzer. Vi atomachzer ichulei keteris. Stam another halacha. Ichulei oila means, let's say you put the korban oila, the piece of meat on top of the mizbeach, and it fell off the mizbeach. Even though it was burnt up already, the locker is allowed to put it back on the mizbeach. Hey, the kule oila, the pieces of the meat of the korban oila that was eaten up already, burnt up already, if it falls off the marocham, atamachzer, you're allowed to put it back. You don't have a chiv to. Once it was moshlem em orum, the fire burnt rove of it, caught fire all over them, you makayim the mitzvah sakterum. But if you want, you can put it back again on top of the marocham. Over the locker is, v'i atamachzer v'kule keteris. But the keteris, once it was burnt already, you makayim the mitzvah keteris. Now, if pieces of the keteris fall off the marocham, you're not allowed to put it back on again. That's the chiddush. Asher toichal eish es oila. Only a korban oila that's on mizbeach hachitzayin, that's we say, if the pieces fall off the marocha, you're allowed to put it back on again. Mashenken the keteris, you're not allowed to. That's what Reb Meir does with this pasuk. Ve'enachnami, for the evorim of yesterday's, Reb Meir has a new pasuk. V'yayish, just say there's a new marocha. There's a fourth marocha you have on the mizbeach, that if you have left yesterday's leftover evorim updorim, you burn it on a new fourth marocha. So Rashi learns ichuli oila. If the pieces came off, fell off the fire, the korban asher toichal es oila ala mizbeach, so only the korban oila you're allowed to put back on, but not from the keteris. The Tani learned like this. The Tani Rebbe Chanina Bar Minyumi, Bidvei Rebbe Lezer Ben Yaakov. The Pasuk says asher toichal eish es oila ala mizbeach is bidashin ikulei oila atamachzer. From the korban oila, the pieces of meat, if it was on the mizbeach and on the marocha, and it fell out of the fire, you're allowed to put it back into the fire again. But you're not allowed to put back the parts of the keteris that was burnt, you're not allowed to put it back onto the marocha, onto the fire again. So Mora says now, call for the machlokes before we had was, that the kula yalma mihos moisifim boi bayoim. Everybody holds that no matter how many you have the whole year round marochas, on Yom Kippur there's an extra marocha. The first one, Yom, there was two the whole year. On Yom Kippur, there's three. The other one, there was three. Now there's four. There was four, now there's five. Everybody holds Yom Kippur has to have a special marocham, and we said that's because on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does the special keteris that goes lefnai lefnim. So in order to be able to take coal special for that keteris, there's a special marocha, a special fireplace on the outside mizbeach, that from that fireplace, it took the inside coals to carry it inside lefnai lefnim. So how do we know this? The kuli yama miyas that moisifin boi v'yam yafdeh today. Islu, everybody holds. Minolu, how do we know this? Nafkulu, we learn it out from the posik. Mivoesh, from the fire. Mivoesh. Mivoesh. Says an extra word, mivoesh. You learn it out from. Limora says, afil laman, leidarish vov, even though before we said, Rabbanin said, we don't dash an extra vov, v'yesh, of vov v'hei, darish. Here it says, vovoesh. It says an extra hei and vov. When you have two things extra, the vav and the hay, then we do dashim. To say that on Yom Kippur, there's another marocha. The covered Yom Kippur for the special keteris, That has to be an extra marocha. Eish tomid l'mayosa. What do we need the pasuk that says here, Eish tomid, the pasuk itself, is mibor l'lekratani, like we learned like this. Eish tomid tukar ala mizbeach l'sichbe. That the fire has to stay to be burning on the marocha, and it's allowed not to put out the fire. Linaid, it teaches us, al marocha shniyah shekteris. The second marocha that everybody holds, there has to be at least two marochas on the mizbeach every day of the year. And the second one was for the k'teris, that you have to have a place to take the coals from the mizbeach hachitzein to put onto mizbeach hapanim. How do we know that the coals will we get to make the k'teris has to come from the mizbeach hachitzein? You have to have that marocha burning on the mizbeach hachitzein, and then you take a shovel full of those coals and bring it to mizbeach hapanim. That's this lima. That's Eish Tomei Tukum Mizbeach. Lima da Marocha Shnei Shekhteris Shloitei Ela Al Mizbeach Achitzen. It's only on the outside Mizbeach. And don't think that since you bring the Keteris anyway on the Mizbeach HaPnim, maybe that's where you should have the Marocha and right there put the Keteris on top of it. No. The Marocha, the fireplace, has to be on the Mizbeach Achitzen. And from that Mizbeach, you take a shovel full of coals and bring it into Mizbeach Achitzen, Mizbeach HaPnim. Eish Machto Umenoira Minayin. How do we know the fire? And from the machta and from the menorah, how do we know? So Rashi learns, Eish machta menorah. Eish tiyom ha-kippurim. The lefnaya lefnim. It's the fire you have to take, the coals you have to have in order to burn the k'teris. Lefnaya lefnim on Yom Kippur. The eish the menorah. They had lokas neris the whole yom minayin shetein itelis. Mi'aham zecha chitzen. How do we know even these two things also have to come? The fire starts always out by the mezecha chitzen. The Gemara says, Medinu. It's a svara like this. Nemra Eish Pikteris. It says the word Eish by burning the Pikteris of the whole year round. That we already said, the Pasuk is Eish Tomit Tukar Al Mizbeach, means the fire has to originate from the Mizbeach HaChitzon. The Nemra Eish B'machta, who says the word Eish by Yom Kippur, when you bring the special Pikteris, the Machta L'Flayan L'Flim. Umanur, it says the word Eish by the Manur also. Is Ma'alahalan, just like by the regular Pikteris you bring every day. The fire starts off Al Mizbeach HaChitzon on the outside Mizbeach. That's where the Marocha Shniyah was. To get the coals to take inside the Mizbeach HaPnim is Al Khan, who had been here also on Yom Kippur, and for the menorah, that Al HaMizbeach HaChitzen, that the fire has to originate on the Mizbeach HaChitzen. From that fire, we take coals to bring into the Leflayim Lefnim for Yom Kippur, and from that fire, the Kohen used to light the menorah. That's one story. Oy Klach Lederev Zu. Let's look at a different angle. Nemra Eish B'Kteris. It says the word Eish by the Kteris over here. V'Nemra Eish B'Machtu Menorah. Ma lahalin b'somach loy, just like over there, it's right next to it. Af machtu menera b'somach loy should also be right next to it. So Rashi learns ma lahalin b'somach loy v'mizbeach hachitzein ha'somach lepnimi. It's not so far away the mizbeach hachitzein to the mizbeach hapnim. The mizbeach hapnim was in the heichel. That was the first. As soon as you come into the heichel, the first thing you hit there was the mizbeach hapnim. So they carried the coals from the outside mizbeach to mizbeach hapnim. It's not so far away. Sholov HaKeteris Nikta, that's where they burnt the Keteris every day. Is Af Machtu Menorah, maybe the same thing on Yom Kippur to go Lefnayim Lefnim, or else to light the Menorah every day, Noitam Enam Samach Loi, maybe you have to take it from the fire that's nearest it. V'um Mizbeach HaPnimi, and I'll tell you the Mizbeach HaPnim is much closer to the Lefnayim Lefnim, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's mamash much closer to the Menorah. The HaSamach LeMenorah Lefnayim Lefnim, it's mamash right next to the Menorah. The Menorah is on Durham's side. The Mizbeach is in the middle of the Heichel, and the Menorah is on the Durham side. So maybe you have to take the fire from the Mizbeach HaPnim. In other words, to get the Keteris Pshita, you have to take it from the outside Mizbeach. But HaKoponim is closer to it itself. So maybe for the Menorah and for the Lefnayim Lefnim, you take the Eish from the Mizbeach HaPnim. Talmud Lomar, this the Pasuk says, Eish Tomit Tukad Al HaMizbeach Lo Sichpe. Eish Tomit Shemati Lecho Lo Tei El Baroshah Shel Mizbeach HaChitzen. No, that the fire that I say you always have to have only comes from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Lamadnu, we learn out from here that Eish LeMenorah. Learn out from here that Eish for the Menorah, this is the Pasuk of Eish Tom Tukum Mizbeach LeSichpa, is talking about the Pasha of the Menorah. So it's teaching us that by the Menorah, the fire has to come from the same place the fire comes from for the regular Keteris, from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. Shrashi Eish Tomid, Eish Shemat L'cho Bo, Tomid, Husha Menorah. What's the Eish Tomid that's going on the Menorah? Shneim Abayla Halos Ner Tomid is Mele. That fire has to be from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. So far we know the fire for the Menorah has to come from the Mizbeach HaChitzen. But still Eish Lamachta Minayin. How do we know the fire for Lefnayim Lefnim on Yom Kippur for the special service, the Molech Chofna on Yom Kippur, how do we know also the fire comes from the outside Mizbeach, maybe from the inside Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaPnim? Mor says, V'dinu, it's a svar like this. Nemra Eish B'machta. It says the word Eish by the Machta, that's by Yom Kippur, bringing the terrorists the fly on the Pnim. The Nemra Eish B'menorah. It says the word Eish by lighting the menorah. Ma lahalan, just like by the menorah, we just proved it, that Agabi Mizbeach HaChitzin, the fire has to originate from the Mizbeach HaChitzin, is Afkan, who are then for the terrorists of the fly on the Pnim, and Yom Kippur, al Mizbeach HaChitzin. It has to start off the fire, the coals come from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. That's one svara. Oy klafa derav zu. Let's look at another angle. Nemru eish b'kteris. It says the word eish by the kteris. That's everyday's kteris. V'nemru eish b'machta by the special kteris of Yom Kippur l'flan l'fnin. Ma lahalam b'samach loy. Just like the eish of the kteris, which was only brought on Mizbeach HaPnim, the fire came from a close by place by the Mizbeach HaChitzin, is Afkan maybe here also by Yom Kippur, the fly on the Flim, the Samachloi. You have to get the fire the closest to the fly on the Flim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Kodesh, which is the Hechel, the Menorah, which is the Mizbeach. So maybe the fire comes from the Mizbeach HaPnim, which that is closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Talmud Loima, therefore we have a Pasuk note that says, by Yom Kippur, let this be Sparsha, Arachimois, the Lokach Molei HaMachte, Gachalei Eish, Meyal HaMizbeach, Mlefnei Hashem. You have to take a shovel full of coals from the Mizbeach Mlefnei Hashem. Eizeyo Mizbeach. What's Mizbeach Shem? Iksos Lefnei Hashem. V'yein Kulu Lefnei Hashem. Like it's telling you a place, where on the Mizbeach do you take the coals from? You have to take the coals from the Mizbeach, the part of the Mizbeach, which is Lefnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, near Marav side. Mashma, part of the Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem, and part is not. So, Heviyoim, you have to tell me, Zem Mizbeach Achitzin. This is the outside Mizbeach. Because the inside Mizbeach is cooler Lefnei Hashem. The whole Mizbeach HaPnim is not Lefnei Hashem. But the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, part of it is not Lefnei Hashem. Rashi says, V'lokach molei ha-machtim el ha-mizbeach. O meheichem Lefnei Hashem mitzad marav. Which part is considered Lefnei Hashem? The marav side of the Mizbeach. They're facing forward towards the Kodesh. Eze Mizbeach, Shem Iksos Lefnei Hashem v'yein kul Lefnei Hashem v'yein mitzad Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Eze Mizbeach sheyesh lechalek bo ma mimenu Lefnei Hashem sheuscha kakosav loim Lefnei Hashem v'yein mitzad Mizbeach HaChitzoin. Hilo primi kul Lefnei Hashem. The inside, that's mamash in the Kodesh. The Kodesh is called Lefnei Hashem already. There's no two parts of the Mizbeach HaPnim. Vashenka, the outside Mizbeach, you have to tell me, you have to put the Marocha for the Keteris, has to be towards the Marav side, which is mamash Lefnei Hashem. Since I need a limud to tell me which part of the Mizbeach I put the fire, mashman has to be on the outside Mizbeach. So because we have psukim that the H for the menorah and the H for the regular keteris and the H for the keteris of Yom Kippur all come from the Mizbeach HaChitzin. The more of the Yitzvach L'michtov Mial HaMizbeach. The Yitzvach L'michtov Lefnei Hashem. This limud we're learning out now that the keteris Lefnei Lefnim that teaches has comes from the outside Mizbeach, we need both these rushes. Of Mi'al HaMizbeach, and you also need it, Mi'lefnei Hashem. Because of Rachamonu Mi'al HaMizbeach, Havamina Mai, Mizbeach Mizbeach Pnimi. It would just would have said, the fire comes from the Mizbeach. In other words, you can't stand, make your own fire, and bring it in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Mi'lefnei Lefnim. No, the fire has to come from the Mizbeach. But I would have thought, which Mizbeach? From the Mizbeach HaPnim? Maybe the one that's closer to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Because of Rachamonu Mi'lefnei Hashem. Therefore, the Pasuk says, no, which Mizbeach? The Mizbeach, where I have to tell you which side to do it, which is the Marav side, which is Lefnei Hashem. So that's how I know it means the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Now, because of Rachamon Lefnei Hashem, if the Pasuk would have just said, Lefnei Hashem, have a mean, I would have thought, Davka Lefnei Hashem. Rashi means, Keneged HaPesach Mamish. Only the part of the Mizbeach that's Mamish right in front of the Pesach of the Hechel, or the Ulam. Only right in front of the Ulam. Avo Mehai Gisam Hai Gisay Maloi, but on both